Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Set. This is the Onion News Network.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and as always, you're invited to join the discussions that we're going to be having tonight. You can talk about what we're going to be discussing or whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line to do that. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Riley,
and Nikki.
And for those who don't know, Riley is on the show generally once or twice a year. You manage to make your way up to New Hampshire. You're the person responsible for creating the FTL Digest that we have on our SoundCloud account.
That's right. I am. This is my annual trip back to New Hampshire. I'm happy to be back. I feel like I'm home again. This is really nice to be here. I feel like I am back where I belong.
It is good to see you again. Did we ever actually make the effort to get you to drive a vehicle?
No. We need to do that while I'm here.
How long are you going to be here?
I'm
going to
be here until October 9th.
Oh, that is plenty of time then. We're going to get you to drive a vehicle.
Heck yeah, dude. Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
I also have a friend who's a pilot. We could probably get you to fly a plane, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we probably could, honestly.
I'd love that. I'd love to try that.
I'm going to have to look into that for sure.
Okay. Great.
So Nikki has a story about a new world religion. I've got stuff about YouTube, and they're updating their terms. They're no longer just removing content that's against the COVID-19 vaccination, but all vaccinations in general. And, of course, cops are being silly again and warning parents about people giving away edibles for Halloween.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Yeah. Nobody's going to give your kids free drugs.
Yeah, I wouldn't give away free edibles if I had any.
No, it's absolutely not going to happen. But I want to start with this story about health workers, once saluted as heroes, are now getting threats. Coming to us from Omaha, more than a year after U.S. healthcare workers on the front lines against COVID-19 were saluted as heroes, with nightly clapping from windows and balconies. Good God, I'm glad I never saw any of that.
I forgot about that. They were doing that in Italy and like a lot of like other big cities. They would have like an 8 p.m. clap in cheer section for the nurses and doctors.
It's really interesting. Like, we're dealing with a pandemic, and we're cheering for these nurses, and now they're getting fired because they're not getting vaccinated.
It is interesting. That was one of the things I pointed out during Louder Than Life as well. It's the pandemic, if there, you know, ever really it was a pandemic, it didn't end. America's just sort of got sick of it and went back to our lives, as far as I can tell.
I don't know. I mean, I hear that there was a pandemic, and I'm going to go with that story. But that being said, all this talk about how nurses are heroes and then treating them like villains because they choose not to get certain drugs injected into them because they have their own personal concerns is ridiculous.
Yeah, and they're healthcare workers, right? So if anyone has a right to be concerned about healthcare things, it would be healthcare workers.
And it's not like these reservations about the vaccination are unwarranted. I mean, a lot of us are against it because we're literally seeing an influx of patients coming in with all of these cardiovascular issues days after they get the second dose.
So,
I mean,
Nikki, you're a nurse, right?
Yes, I am.
And how many patients have you seen that have come in with these problems with the second dose of their vaccine?
Dozens.
Really?
And none of them have been legitimately reported to VAERS.
And that's because they make reporting to VAERS unnecessarily complicated, right?
And not just that, you're considered unvaccinated until 14 days after your second dose. So most of the side effects we're seeing are with, 2 days, 1 week, right after the second dose. I don't know. The first dose, we're not seeing that much really bad adverse reactions. But something about that second dose, once people get that second dose, it's like 2 days they'll have a blood clot. 2 days they'll have a seizure or a pulmonary embolism or DVT or, you know, all these different things.
So my question is, how prevalent are these problems after the second dose? Because I know people who've had the second dose who haven't had these problems.
I don't know anyone who has had these problems, at least as far as they're aware, but who knows, they could develop blood clots tomorrow or something like that. And you know, having been vaccinated 6 months ago, they probably wouldn't make the connection, and their doctors probably wouldn't make the connection, and thus it wouldn't get reported to VAERS.
Unfortunately, I think the majority are not experiencing these issues, but every other vaccination or medication has been tested for like 10 or 20 years before it's released to the market, and for some reason, this one was tested for less than 6 months, and it's being shoved down everyone's throats. It is impossible for us to know the long-term side effects of this experimental gene therapy or whatever it is.
I don't know enough about the mRNA shots or the Pfizer and Moderna shots because I haven't looked into them, but I don't want to hold off and say that these are bad to put in your body. The thing to say that I don't know is I just don't know what's in these mRNA vaccines, and I don't know what the long-term effects are. Like you said, Nikki, I don't know what the long-term effects are going to be. How long...
I can imagine, you know, they just have standard vaccine stuff in them, and that's fine. My concern is that, you know, we don't know what they're going to do further down the road. However, I do know what COVID-19 is going to do to me because I've had it.
Yeah.
And I recovered. I was sick for like a day, and I lost my sense of taste and smell for like 6 or 7 weeks, way longer than most people do. And then everything was fine, and I was back to normal. I see no reason to take any additional risk when I know for a fact that the thing it's supposed to protect me from is not a threat to me.
But the problem, Aria, is this isn't about you. At least that's what we're told. The vaccine isn't
right.
About you. It's protecting the other people around you.
Well, if they're vaccinated, they'll be fine, right?
Yeah, well, you would think.
That's what I would think, too. And that concerns me that here we have... I mean, this rhetoric has never happened during the flu shot. And people get the flu shots all the time.
Yeah.
And we've never heard people say that, hey, you've got to get this flu shot to protect me.
Plus, as far as the evidence suggests, I'm immune to COVID-19 at the time because I've had COVID-19. And maybe that natural immunity will wane at some point, just as it does with, you know, the common flu. I don't know.
But so could the immunity you get from the shot.
And the shots certainly are waning.
Sure. And you have to, I mean, I know the FDA has said that certain people should get boosters now.
Yes, they have. Biden got his booster recently, so apparently some people are saying they're not going to get a third shot. They're like, no, I jumped through all of your hoops. I did everything you said. You said we could go back to normal, and we're still not going back to normal. I'm not getting any more shots because you're lying to us.
I have a hard time believing that if people bought into it the first time around, if they were able to, you know, get coerced into, I mean, because they were threatening to fire people.
They still are.
I just met a man today that he needs a kidney transplant, and they didn't take him off the list, but they, like, so if he gets, he's still on the list, but if he gets to the top of the list and he's not vaccinated, they skip him. And they'll keep skipping him until he gets the vaccine.
I think a lot of people want that to happen. I think a lot of people say, if you're not vaccinated, you should not be treated anymore.
A lot of people are saying that, and they're you know, calling it, oh, it's not messed up, it's just triage. But there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever to suggest that the vaccine is actually doing anything to prevent COVID-19 or to prevent deadly symptoms. Despite what people like to claim, the chances that COVID-19 was going to kill your average unvaccinated 35-year-old are extremely low.
Yeah.
Whether they're vaccinated or unvaccinated, COVID-19 just isn't likely to kill them. So they get vaccinated, then they go out there and they catch COVID-19 and they're written down as, oh, this is proof that the vaccine works. No, it's proof that COVID-19 was never a threat to them.
Yeah. And I'm still a firm believer that all of the people who were hospitalized had COVID they had such bad results from getting COVID. They were so sick because of the medications that they were given in the hospital. They are still giving people remdesivir to this day, and we know that remdesivir causes kidney failure, hypotension, and multi-system organ failure, and they just are ignoring that, and they're letting people die. They're literally murdering all of these people, and I'm still seeing it. There was a man the other day at my hospital who, I don't normally treat COVID patients, but this man was on some sort of medication that he needed to be on the cardiac floor. And I saw in his medication list that he was, in fact, being treated with remdesivir.
So how do we know that remdesivir is causing these side effects? Where can we go look at this information?
The NIH.
The NIH?
The NIH, they did a study. It was for Ebola. There was 4 medications that they used. 2 of the medications were experimental medications put out by Anthony Fauci, one of which was remdesivir. They had to take remdesivir off of the trial after 2 weeks because it was so deadly.
So Fauci invented remdesivir or was responsible for it?
Or he was promoting it, yeah.
I'm not shocked to hear that. When we get back, we're going to talk more about this and how across the country, doctors and nurses are dealing with hostility, threats, and violence from patients who are angry that they're not vaccinated. 603-283-6160. That's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We've had our video archived for years on Library, because Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we've been big fans of it pretty much since we've heard about it. I've loved I think it was 2016 when I first heard about Library, and I immediately fell in love with it. They've since launched Odyssey, which is a video sharing website that's meant to compete with YouTube, because YouTube is in a hurry to make itself obsolete by banning any sort of content that it doesn't like. Odyssey, on the other hand, doesn't censor you, and it now has more than 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. And if you are a YouTube creator, there's really no reason not to be on Odyssey, considering you can just click a few buttons and have all of your YouTube videos automatically moved onto Library. And you can also simultaneously stream there. It's really simple. There's no reason not to do it. You can watch our channel at video.freetalklive.com. That's video.freetalklive.com. Or if you really want to go all in, download the desktop app at library.com. And then every video you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. So check out our channel at video.freetalklive.com. That's video.freetalklive.com. Now, with you tonight, it's Aria, Nikki, and Riley, and we're talking about healthcare workers here, because I remember, and some of these signs still exist, there was nothing more cringy last year that I saw than driving around Keene and seeing these stupid signs that said, like, heroes work here.
Come on. Don't you want these people to be called heroes, though? I mean, here you are. You work in the health... You don't work in healthcare, Aria, but you do work as a you work in at a pizza restaurant, and here you are being an essential worker preparing pizzas for people to eat. Don't you want to be called a hero?
No, and I would quit my job on the spot if they put one of those signs outside.
Wow. At the nursing home I was working at in the beginning of COVID, they had a heroes work here sign, and it was just, like, so ironic. And I think, like, everybody that worked there was, like, on the same page as me. It was super cringy because we were being treated so horribly. Like, we were working...
Overworked, underpaid, I imagine.
Yeah, overworked, underpaid, like, working in these awful conditions, like... It was just terrible. Everybody was miserable there.
Congratulations, you're a hero now.
Yeah, they're like, here, just like a Band-Aid to put on that issue.
Dr. Stu Kaufman generally agrees. He's a Dallas-based emergency room physician. He says, a year ago, we're healthcare heroes and everybody's clapping for us. And now we're being, in some areas, harassed and disbelieved and ridiculed for what we're trying to do, which is just depressing and frustrating. Cox Medical Center Branson in Missouri started giving panic buttons to up to 400 nurses and other employees after assaults per year tripled between 2019 and 2020. One nurse had to get her shoulder x-rayed after an attack. So this actually isn't from healthcare hero to villain because they're refusing to get vaccinated. It's just because patients seem to be losing their minds.
I've been physically assaulted more times in my life over... I've been physically assaulted more times over the past year than I ever have in my life.
And it's by patients?
Yeah.
What's wrong with them? Are they just...
Most of them are withdrawing off of alcohol or, like, opiates or something. But
that's got to be challenging.
Yeah, it is pretty challenging. Like, I've had grown men, like, punch me in the face, kick me. It's pretty rough.
That sounds rough. That sounds very traumatic. I'm sorry that's happening to you.
Yeah, and they're wondering why they have such low... census, yeah. You know?
Some hospitals have limited the number of public entrances. In Idaho, nurses said they are scared to go to the grocery store unless they have changed out of their scrubs so that they aren't accosted by angry residents. This is all very weird to
me. So I've heard about that, too. A lot of nurses, because in the beginning of COVID, everybody was, like, so scared, and they thought that the nurses were contaminated and that their scrubs, like, still had COVID on it and that it was going to kill everybody. I heard a story of a nurse that got somebody spit in her face at the grocery store. And she was like, get out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, this was like in the very beginning of COVID. I was hearing a lot of these stories. Not so much anymore, but even so, it's like we have this so-called deadly virus and these people are working on the front lines and that's some thanks, you know?
Well, the virus is deadly for certain people, for sure.
It is, but so is the flu and pneumonia. Doctors and nurses at an Idaho hospital have been accused of killing patients by grieving family members who don't believe that COVID-19 is real, said one hospital spokeswoman. Others have been the subject of hurtful rumors spread by people angry about the pandemic. Our healthcare workers are almost feeling like Vietnam veterans scared to go into the community after a shift, said a representative of their hospital.
I think that's a little dramatic.
That did seem a little dramatic. It's someone spitting in your face is not quite like Vietnam, but
no,
okay.
It's really not. I mean, you're not, the nurses aren't actually killing people and killing babies. They just have to watch people die who are dying of an illness.
Yeah, and that's part of the job. I mean, we watch people die from all sorts of stuff every day. I mean, it's terrible, but, like, that's what it is. That's part of the job.
Over Labor Day weekend in Colorado, a passerby threw an unidentified liquid at a nurse working at a mobile vaccine clinic in Denver. Another person in a pickup truck ran over and destroyed signs put up around the clinic's tent. This is so foreign to me. That why are people so angry at nurses and doctors?
So I think the big thing is anger is one of these emotions that comes from fear and also not feeling like they're being seen and heard. So something is going on where people aren't feeling seen and they're not feeling heard. And
excellent
it's concerning
point.
To me because, you know, we're living in a time where everyone's battling with each other. Everyone's warring over COVID. Everyone's warring over this and that. And it's so silly that here we are battling out in the streets. It's like slave-on-slave violence.
Across the U.S., the COVID-19 crisis has caused people to behave badly toward one another in a multitude of ways. Well, shocking! When you have the media telling the entire society that every single person out there is trying to kill them because they, well, not even trying to kill them, but could potentially kill them. They could spread this deadly, deadly disease. People are going to start behaving badly toward one another. That's an obvious result of telling people that, hey, that person, he could kill you.
And that comes from fear. And that definitely comes from fear. When you make everyone live in fear of each other, they're going to get angry and they're going to get violent.
Absolutely. Several people have been shot to death in disputes over masks in stores and other public places. Shouting matches and scuffles have broken out at school board meetings. A brawl erupted earlier this month at a New York City restaurant over its requirement that customers show proof of vaccination. Violence has always been a problem in the emergency department, said one emergency room physician, but the situation has gotten worse in recent months. The doctor said that he's been pushed up against the wall and has seen nurses kicked. It's a mess out there. Coggins said a patient told her that he wanted to strangle President Biden for pushing for vaccinations, prompting her to change the subject. She said security guards are now in charge of enforcing mask rules for hospital visitors so that nurses no longer have to be the ones to tell people to leave.
Where is this going on?
In several places. Specifically? Well, that most recent one was Montana.
Okay.
Montana's a small state. I didn't think Montana would have such violent people.
The hostility is making an already stressful job harder. Many places are suffering severe staffing shortages, in part because nurses have become burned out and quit. I have a good solution for these nursing staff shortages. Require them all to get a vaccine, even though 20% of them aren't going to do it. And then you'll have to fire them, and you'll have to make that staffing shortage even worse.
Yep.
Absolutely stupid. If you have to fight with somebody about wearing a mask, or if you aren't allowed to visit, and we have to argue about that, that is stressful.
It is stressful.
It is. So the healthcare industry screwed. Not going to get any better anytime soon. There's also a supply chain issue. We're looking at quite possibly a full societal collapse if they don't get the supply lines moving again. And it remains to be seen whether or not they even can. 603-283-6160. That and more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal blasted President Biden's top defense officials on Tuesday at a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing on the Afghanistan withdrawal.
Supervise action so that we can get out of Afghanistan, the Americans that remain there. And I will tell you, we don't have an estimate on the number because nobody is in charge right now.
The visibly frustrated Blumenthal was largely focused on the status of the U.S. evacuation effort after the military left. Walmart said on Wednesday it was planning to hire about 150,000 new U.S. store workers, most of them permanent and full-time, in preparation for the busy holiday season. The U.S. retailer also said it would offer extra hours to many of its store workers during the period. Days after arrival, Target Corporation also said it would provide more work hours for its retail employees. This is USA Radio News. New York healthcare workers and teachers who don't want the COVID-19 vaccine will not only lose their jobs, but could also be unable to get unemployment benefits. Thousands of nurses and other hospital workers have been put on leave, slated to be fired, as the state's vaccination mandate deadline for hospital staff passed on September 27th. At least some hospital systems have given their staff some time to still get the needle and return to work before facing termination. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke to Congress Tuesday, and she made a pretty big slip when she spoke about the Build Back Better bill.
Keep government open. We have to do those imminently, more imminently even to address the full Obama agenda of building back better.
It had a lot of people talking because there's often speculation on who the people are behind Biden. Barack Obama had previously joked himself that if he could get someone to front for him, he would. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join us, 603-283-6160, that's the call in line if you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160, and I want to say thank you to Aaron, who was yesterday's amplifier. That means Aaron is a member of the AMP program. Aaron is actually a platinum member, which means that Aaron is giving $25 or more per month to the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com, it's A-M-P. .freetalklive.com. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And I actually don't know why I'm actually bothering to still promote the AMP program, because it's about changes are on the way and the AMP program is transitioning to a different thing. Right now you can't even pay with the card, so it's all messed up and it doesn't look like it's going to get fixed anytime soon. But you can still join with the other options that are available, like PayPal and, of course, cryptocurrency. Anyway, I want to say thank you to Aaron for that. AMP.freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help us reach a larger audience, then that's the way to go. AMP.freetalklive.com. Now, I have an update here. I just saw it. It actually just released today as well. An update on the process to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot. And this is coming from NHExit.us ultimately. A couple of weeks ago, Liberty State Representative Mike Sylvia filed his proposed constitutional amendment with Legislative Services, which is a governmental bureaucracy that reviews all proposed bills filed by the senators and state reps. 2 weeks later, they returned to him the officially drafted CACR, or Constitutional Amendment Concurrent Resolution. Sylvia's proposed amendment wording was untouched, which is shocking to me because Legislative Services, they can gut these things if they want to, but they chose not to do that here. And in the voter's guide, they add in an excellent summary that's quoted here. At the present time, New Hampshire exists as a sovereign state of the United States of America. That there are all sorts of contradictions in that. You're not a sovereign state if you're a member of a larger organization that ultimately has control over you.
No, you're not. You're generally part of that organization. You're not a sovereign state.
Yes. If the amendment is adopted, New Hampshire will peaceably declare independence from the United States of America and proceed as its own sovereign nation. And in that case, the sovereign word actually applies. That should make it clear to voters what this amendment will do, should it make it to the ballot. The next step is Sylvia must get his co-sponsors to sign on. He recently reported that he has several other reps who have told him they would like to co-sponsor, which is good. Presumably, the more co-sponsors you have to something, the better it looks to a committee. I don't know. He must submit the co-sponsors and any final changes by October the 7th, which is next Friday, and like 3 days after the primaries here in New Hampshire. I think the primaries happen nationwide on the same date. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they do, I believe.
Then Legislative Services will assign a number to the bill, so it will be CACRX, where X is whatever number they assign, and it will next be officially set for a committee hearing in early 2022. We don't have a date for that yet, but once we get to that point, it's going to be very important for people to actually come out to the committee, speak in front of them, and share your thoughts on this bill. You can find out more about this and stay up to date on it at nhexit.us. That's nhexit.us. Now, Nikki, you had a story, and I don't remember which one of these it actually was. Oh, home births and COVID-19.
Yes.
Because this is something that you do, right?
I do.
What is it exactly that you're training to be a midwife? Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes, I'm okay. Training to be a home birth midwife. So I'm a student midwife, and I am also a practicing doula. So the difference between doula and midwife, just really quick, doulas are a supportive person for the mother and the family during birth, before and after. And okay. A midwife is a medical professional who is actually, so like doulas are not anything medical. They are just support people. Midwives,
like emotional support and let me get you a blanket sort of thing?
Yep, or okay. like I will do anything from like babysit someone's kids in labor if they need me to, or like if they're driving mom crazy, I'll drop kids off at grandma's house, you know, I'll cook, I'll clean, like whatever they need, I will do.
Okay.
But as in my future role as a midwife, it is more medical centered. So we are monitoring fetal heart tones, we are doing vital signs, we're doing all sorts of things to help get the baby born, basically.
Sure.
So, extreme hospital COVID policies are leading to more pregnant women to choose home birth. And I actually know a lot of people who they would have gotten a hospital birth, and they were either going to have to wear a mask while they were birthing, or
They were birthing?
That would be a little, I don't know, I've never gone through childbirth, so I wouldn't know, but it just seems like it would be really tough to have a mask on.
Yeah.
It would be next to impossible. Hold on. Not just as they go to their room or whatever. Once they're in their room giving birth, they're still supposed to wear a mask.
Yeah. So at the hospital that I work at, patients do not have to wear masks in their rooms like they do in the hallways, but in the rooms they can have the mask off.
Which is at least a sensible approach. Otherwise, if you're in a hospital, you have to wear that thing over your face 24/7.
Yeah. And some people are there for months. So going back to mothers in labor, some hospitals don't, but even in Massachusetts, one of my friends, she was going to a hospital in Worcester, and she was going to have to wear a mask in labor, and she was already having a bad time with her OB, like they didn't click, she was super judgmental of her, and she was like, you know what, that was the final straw.
I can imagine.
So people in a lot of times insurance does not pay for home birth, and a lot of people are saying, you know, I'd rather pay the $4,000 or $5,000 to get a birth that I'm comfortable with in my home, where, you know, I don't have to, one, go through all of these crazy COVID measures, and two, with a provider that respects my body and respects my bodily autonomy and isn't going to force unnecessary medical procedures on me. So a lot of women are kind of waking up to that. In the fact that home births are safe for low-risk pregnancies.
So what's better in the long run, home birth or or birthing the hospital, do you think?
It depends. I mean, okay. I have heard horror stories of a lot of birth trauma, and I would classify it as some of the things that happen to women as sexual assault and obstetric violence.
Oh.
Because...
Yeah.
With,
and I mean, some of this obviously can't be talked about extensively on the air.
Yeah, but basically the difference is a home birth midwife generally is always going to ask for your permission. I do not even palpate a woman's stomach without asking her permission.
I don't know what that means.
I just feeling her uterus, okay, and feeling the baby. So I do not put my hands on you without asking you first.
That's really nice that you're getting consent.
It's giving someone the bodily autonomy, and I think a lot of the times pregnant women kind of lose that bodily autonomy. Doctors and nurses oftentimes think like that people don't, that they can just do whatever they want to people, and I don't want to generalize. And, you know, I do work as a nurse also, and, like, I do respect people's bodily autonomy in that role, and, like, not all OBs and not all L&D nurses are like that, but I've just heard horror stories, and a lot of people have that trauma, and they're like, I'm never putting myself in that position ever again. And a lot of the interventions, so there's something that we call the cascade of interventions. So it starts with, first they're going to give you Pitocin to induce labors. So now you have these unnatural, really strong, really painful contractions. So then you're going to want an epidural because you're in so much pain.
Wow.
And then there's complications that can happen from that. And then you might have to get a C-section because, you know, epidurals increase fetal distress. So there's a whole cascade of just like one thing, one medical intervention that they can do to you, and it just puts you down this landslide of other traumatic and unnecessary things that can happen to women.
Okay.
So that's my little home birth spiel. But going back to the article, with hospital births becoming increasingly unattractive as a result of COVID-19 protocols, many women are beginning to consider home births as an alternative. When I decided to have my third baby at home, I did so because I felt that a home birth with an experienced midwife would be the safest place for labor and delivery. More from this article when we come back.
Yeah, one of the reasons that I would recommend home birth, because a friend of mine is actually dealing with this. I'm not going to name them, but they wanted to do a home birth, but for whatever reason, they ended up having to go to the hospital.
Yep.
The mother ended up testing positive for cannabis, and now they're being investigated by DHS or whoever it is for cannabis.
Yep, which is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
More coming up about this. It's Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. If you want to join the conversation, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And one of those, the most disturbing things I've heard so far tonight is that some hospitals are requiring patients to wear masks in their rooms by themselves all the time. Like, even if you're just laying in there sleeping and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you have to wear your mask, presumably.
That's crazy.
Now, they may not be actually checking that. I don't know if they're going to pop in there at 4 o'clock in the morning to make sure you're wearing your mask while you're sleeping, but you're
but
supposed
hospitals
to.
Hospitals are full of disease. We got to have everybody wear a mask so they're safe.
Well, I could even understand, you know, saying, knocking on the door and being like, hey, we're coming in. You need to put your mask on.
Yeah.
I would still say that's pretty stupid, but okay, whatever. I at least understand that.
Or but maybe, I don't know exactly how it is, like maybe they want them to do like a COVID test before. I don't know. In my hospital,
in which case, wearing a mask wouldn't be necessary, right?
Yeah,
because
so I think
you tested negative.
Yeah, so I think maybe that's it. And if you're in labor, like, you wouldn't have time to get the test first.
Okay.
I don't really know exactly how it works, but I'm just, like, we don't do that where I work. That's just, and thankfully, because I would not enforce that. I would not make patients
wear masks.
The reason
this disturbs me, though, is because I was given more freedom over whether to choose to wear a mask when I was in jail,
yeah,
then hospitals are giving their patients.
That's crazy.
Like, if I was in the cell by myself, I wasn't asked to wear a mask, and no one cared whether or not I did because I was in there by myself.
Yeah. Yeah, why would they?
Yeah, it's insane. And that's one of the reasons that healthcare workers are so frustrated. That's one of the reasons that people are so frustrated with hospitals. And evidently, because of all of this, in addition to, you know, throwing unknown liquids at nurses and doing driving over signs and things like that, just general hooligan behavior that's sort of unexplained, people are choosing to just not go to hospitals, and instead they're opting in for home births.
And I do want a little disclaimer that OBs do have a skill that I don't have. You know, like if you needed an emergency cesarean section or if you're really high risk and something is going wrong, like, yes,
well, I imagine
a hospital birth is a better place for you. But for low-risk moms and babies, there's if you're more comfortable in your home, then that's where you should birth. even then, if you feel more comfortable in a hospital, that's where you should birth. It's really up to the person and wherever they will feel most comfortable and most easy to relax, and that's what's going to have the best results for you and your baby. So it's really to each their own, like whatever people feel most comfortable with.
And I imagine part of your job as a midwife is to identify these emergency situations as early as possible and say, hey, look, we're not going to be able to do this. You need to go to a hospital. You're going to need a C-section.
And even, like, I've heard of obstetricians saying, like, with things like shoulder dystocias, you're better off with a home birth midwife, because I'm taught 15 different ways, and that's when the shoulder is presented when it's coming out instead of the head, so it's just the baby's a little stuck. We're taught 15 different ways to resolve that. OBs are taught one.
Huh.
So there's different things that we can work around so the baby's mother are going to have better results with a home birth midwife, generally, if they are properly trained in those techniques. So we both have a different skill set, and it really is just, it depends on, you know, what people feel comfortable with and what the circumstances are in the birth. So I don't try to knock hospitals too much, but
well,
I have...
work at a hospital, so...
Yeah, so, you know, and I've seen some horror stories there, too, which we won't get into, but... you know, I work with women all day long, and... I've just heard some really, really sad things. And, you know, I try to advocate for women and children as much as, for everybody, you know, but I obviously work with women and babies. So, you know, I really try to advocate for them and to keep everybody's bodily autonomy safe. So that's why I'm really passionate about, like, home birth. But I don't try to knock hospitals too much, but... So moving on with the article, this is by Carrie McDonald. She says, when I decided to have my third baby at home, I did so because I felt that a home birth with an experienced midwife would be the safest place for labor and delivery. My first two children were born in a large Boston teaching hospital, and medical interventions there caused complications for me. My last two children were born at home on their own time with no interventions and no complications. You can read about my last home birth experience here.
So how many children did she have at the hospital?
I thought she said she only has three children.
That's what I thought.
Oh, okay. So she had two at the hospital. She had her third baby at home. And then I think she had another baby after that. It was a little confusing there. So more women now are discovering for safety and joy of a planned midwife-assisted home birth. The coronavirus has caused the coronavirus has caused expecting parents to question the safety of a hospital birth with restrictive hospital policies such as mask wearing and visitor limitations make labor and delivery in a hospital less appealing. According to Joyce Kimball, a certified professional midwife in Massachusetts, I actually knew this, more women are considering a home birth now than they were pre-pandemic. They are putting, like, commas not in the right places, and it's, like, really tripping me up. So my apologies if I, like, sound like I'm unable to read.
I mean, it's not just giving birth, though. A lot of people are choosing to do things at home instead of dealing with any sort of things, getting home deliveries and things like that, because they don't want to go to the grocery store and deal with the customer or an employee and be like, hey, you got to wear a mask.
Yeah, it's getting more and more common for people to have their stuff delivered or have takeout delivered or whatever.
And I can't imagine, like, being in labor and having to choose between, like, my best friend Matt and my mom. I mean, like, that's, like, a big thing, too. I mean...
Are they only allowing one person in now?
I know they've always had
limits.
Yeah, at some hospitals they are, but I think back in... So my friend had her baby in December of 2019, and she had, like, five people in the delivery room. So, like, she had a crowd. She had her aunt, her mom, her sister, and her husband, and somebody else. So... Before, I think you could kind of have, like, obviously, like, you couldn't have, like, 20 people in there, but
sure.
I think you could have pretty much whoever you wanted, and now having to choose between your mom and, I mean, you're only going to give birth to this child once. I mean, this is, like, a life-changing event for people, so to make people
especially
choose...
Especially their first child.
Yeah, to put people in that position, like, that just really sucks. So I could understand why a lot of people are choosing home births. So...
Well, if you don't have to deal with the bureaucratic nightmare that is the hospital, then it's win-win.
Yeah, exactly. So Joyce continues to say, my practice has seen an uptick in the interest of home birth and community birth since the spring of 2020. She runs one of the busiest home birth practices in the state. Prior to 2020, I would receive 1 to 2 calls per week from folks interested in a non-hospital birth. Now I receive about 4 to 5 calls per week. And the midwife I work with, Renee LaPointe, is also seeing a huge uptick.
Oh, wow.
In home births. And it makes sense because, you know, people are finding out that it's safe and they're finding out that, you know, they don't have to wear a mask and their husband and their mom can be there. So, you know, it makes sense.
It's interesting to me that home births are on the rise because I guess part of my mind envisions home birthing types to be the types of people who might be afraid of hospitals or the types of people that are very anti-medical health care. I don't know what kinds of people.
Well, I don't generally trust the medical establishment, but if my, you know, significant other was going to give birth and home birthing was a possibility, I would rather that. I mean, it's her choice, obviously.
Yeah.
I would rather that. Just like I would rather a private school or homeschooling over the public education system, just like the public education system, the healthcare system we have in the United States is largely a public healthcare system, and it's not very good at a lot of things.
Yeah, and we see all different kinds of people. We do see, like, those earthy, crunchy people. We do see people who are...
Would you call them earthy, crunchy people?
Earthy, crunchy, yeah.
Okay. I guess is one way to put it.
You know, like hippie types,
yeah.
Or like people who don't really want to vaccinate their children, or, you know, so, but we also see, like, some doctors, we see some nurses, we see all different kinds of people who, you know, not just people who don't trust the medical model, but I tend to say hospitals are for sick people, and low-risk mothers aren't sick. So why would you go to the hospital to birth if you're not sick? And when you go to the hospital to birth, they treat you like a sick person. They give you an IV. They, you know, might administer medications. So, you know, they're going to give your baby erythromycin in their eyes just in case you had, I think it's either gonorrhea or chlamydia.
So they're going to spray something in your baby's eyes?
Yeah, it's a little eye drop. It's an antibiotic. Wouldn't you know if you had a sexually transmitted disease before?
Probably not chlamydia, because
but they could test
rarely,
you for it.
Okay,
so why are they giving you unnecessary antibiotics in their baby's eyes?
That's a really good question.
It's just like random little stuff like that that I'm like, seriously, guys? Like, why are we doing these to babies? Like, why are we doing these things to babies? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't. When we get back, we're going to talk about Apple, the woke company for the left, I guess.
Yeah.
They're very popular on the left. Well, they're not very popular among those who need some of their assistive features.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.